From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Iran's president says he'll soon present a plan to end the international standoff with the West over his country's nuclear program. He also reiterated the program will continue. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
Iranian leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he'll be presenting a package of proposals to help facilitate dialogue with the international community over his nuclear pursuits. But in the same speech, Ahmadinejad says the U.S. and other nuclear powers should give up their own programs and also withdraw their military forces from around the world. The five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, the U.S., Britain, China, France, and Russia, plus Germany, last week asked European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana to set up a meeting with Tehran to discuss the nuclear dispute. A spokeswoman for Solana says Ahmadinejad's announcement is consistent with what Iran's nuclear negotiator previewed in a phone call with him earlier this week, and that Solana is waiting for a formal response from the Iranian government. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In response to Ahmadinejad's comments, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. welcomes dialogue with Iran over its nuclear program. She also said the U.S. has not dropped its demand that Tehran stop enriching uranium. Clinton also announced new steps to combat piracy off the coast of Somalia. She says the U.S. is sending an envoy to a Somali donors conference next week to coordinate an international response and look for ways to disband pirate bases in Somalia. Clinton says officials are also looking to freeze pirate assets. Meanwhile, word came that Somali pirates attacked another U.S. freighter Tuesday but failed to hijack it. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has that story.
The Liberty Sun cargo ship was off the coast of Somalia yesterday when the pirates attacked. The vessel sustained bulkhead damage, and there was reportedly a small fire on board. But still, the Liberty Sun managed to get away. The ship is now headed for its original destination at the port of Mombasa on the Kenyan coast. Pirates have vowed to target U.S. ships specifically following Sunday's U.S. Navy rescue of the Maersk Alabama's captain, Richard Phillips. Since Sunday, Somali pirates have taken four other ships, including the MV Seahorse, which was en route to Mumbai to pick up food relief for Somalia. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Mombasa.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano today announced former federal prosecutor Alan Burson will serve as the nation's new so-called drug czar.
We're going to make sure that those who come and seek to violate our laws by entering our country illegally or bringing contraband into our country, or those who seek going south to carry illegal guns and cash south, that they are apprehended and prosecuted.
President Obama heads to Mexico tomorrow. On Wall Street today, the Dow ended up 109 points to close at 8,029. The Nasdaq picked up 1 point to close at 1,626. This is NPR News. For the first time in more than half a century, consumers are paying less on average for goods and services than they were a year ago. The Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index fell by 0.4% over the last 12 months. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department says lending by many of the nation's biggest banks declined in February, despite a massive government infusion. In case you need to be reminded, today is the deadline to file federal income tax returns. As NPR's Trina Williams reports, the Internal Revenue Service is urging last-minute filers not to panic.
The IRS is expecting to receive more than 20 million tax filings this week. Advice for procrastinators and or those concerned that they can't afford to pay if they owe the government, meet today's deadline anyway. If filing a return is out of the question, then an extension should be filed by today. IRS Commissioner Don Shulman.
The most important thing for them to know is they should send in their return. If they don't send a return, interest and penalties will stack up.
With record jobless numbers and the economy in a recession, some leniency is being allowed for on-time filers. The agency is offering to reduce late penalties, negotiate new payment plans, and to postpone asset seizures for delinquent taxpayers who make good faith efforts to settle their debts. Trina Williams, NPR News, Washington.
The Thai government has revoked the passport of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, saying he had instigated political unrest. The move comes a day after Thaksin's supporters were forced to end their demonstrations in Bangkok. Thaksin went into exile last year after being convicted on corruption charges. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.